From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
Maine CDC today is reporting another 417 cases of COVID-19 and 23 additional deaths. Meanwhile, more than 158,000 doses of vaccine have been given, including 117,000 first doses and more than 40,000 second doses. Maine's getting another boost in its COVID-19 vaccine supply. The White House announced today that it will increase allocations to states by about 5%. The Biden administration's also launching a program that will open up vaccinations at pharmacies. Patty White has more.
When combined with a previous boost in vaccine doses, Maine is expected to see a 22% increase in its allotment for at least the next 3 weeks. And the state will get even more doses under a new retail pharmacy program announced by the Biden administration. Beginning February 11th, select pharmacies will be able to offer the vaccine to those who are eligible. Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says doses for that program will be in addition to the state's allotment.
Based on what I've been briefed, this will be a separate and distinct allotment that will go directly to designated chain pharmacies in different states and will not count against or come from the allotment that we get that we're sending out to EMS, hospitals, places like that.
Shaw says it's not yet clear which Maine pharmacies are participating and how many doses they'll receive. Maine has received about 155,000 first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine so far. As of Tuesday, just under 9% of the state's population had received a first dose. A little more than 3% have been fully vaccinated. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
A Superior Court judge has upheld Portland's $18 an hour minimum wage for workers during declared emergencies, but also ruled that it doesn't go into effect until next year. Supporters of the pay hike approved by Portland voters in November say they will appeal to the state Supreme Judicial Court. Shelby Layton is one of the attorneys who defended the increase.
We believe that what the voters clearly intended and what the ordinance says is that the hazard pay goes into effect immediately to apply during the pandemic and provide much needed hazard pay for essential workers.
The Portland Regional Chamber of Commerce and several local businesses had sued to invalidate the new minimum wage. The chamber didn't immediately return a request for comment. In weather tonight, snow showers ending, except in the north and mountains, lows in the 20s to low 30s. With COVID-19 drastically altering education in Maine, some schools have seen big drop-offs in attendance this fall, with some students nearly dropping off the map entirely. In response, many districts are trying out new strategies, including going door-to-door, to help re-engage students and get them back in class. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
Early on a chilly Tuesday morning, Dirigo High School teacher Rachel Buck drives across her small district in western Maine, her car loaded up with boxes full of packets and other school supplies.
Today I am delivering school materials, some food, canned goods.
Buck isn't scheduled to teach for another 2 hours, but as the district's remote learning coordinator, she's going from doorstep to doorstep, distributing supplies to students she may not have seen in person for weeks or months.
Hello.
The weather is brisk, so the visits today are quick. Buck drops off the materials and answers a few questions, like one from a mom about whether to keep her kids remote or bring them back to school. Buck promises she'll follow up.
Let me double check, and I'll be in touch later.
Okay.
Thank you.
But even though these visits may only take a few minutes, Buck and other educators across Maine say they've become important tools for keeping families connected to their schools and re-engaging students who have struggled with new styles of learning.
It's a battle for sure when they choose to be virtual and then don't Zoom into classes, and it's hard to find them sometimes.
Dirigo High School Principal Pam Doyen says after just a few weeks of classes this fall, it became clear that dozens of students had disappeared. They weren't showing up to their remote Zoom classes or responding to communication. Doyen says the school formed a small group that was focused on finding those students and helping them get back on track.
So we've done calls, texts, emails, home visits, home delivery of materials. We've scheduled multiple parent meetings, including evening hours that work best for parents to talk about, you know, your kids not showing up for their Zooms. It definitely takes a lot of time.
Doyen says that many students have been simply struggling to get their basic needs met, such as food and heating assistance. In the fall, the school began going door to door to deliver school supplies and food to some families who needed it. Teacher Rachel Buck says after talking to parents during those deliveries, it became clear that a face-to-face interaction, even for just a few minutes, helped her connect with families. And Buck says that connection made it easier to set up phone calls or meetings.
And so these deliveries, whatever way districts are able to reach out and connect with their families and their community, it is putting action behind the words, "I care about your kids' education." It's a way to concretely look at it and say, yeah, they do care. They really do.
Dirigo High School isn't alone in this approach. Many schools in Maine have been visiting students' homes for years, but the practice has taken on an increased importance during the pandemic. The Oxford Hills School District in South Paris has even started holding so-called reading circles, in which a principal visits a student's house to read them a book, then talk with their family about what kind of help they might need. Officials acknowledge that the phone calls, visits, and other efforts haven't fixed everything, and attendance is still down. But at Dirigo High School, administrators say the combined efforts have significantly reduced the number of students who are labeled at risk. For Dirigo sophomore Mason Ducharme, the school year has been a bit of a roller coaster. When school went remote for 2 weeks last fall, he got overwhelmed by the switch to remote classes and quickly fell behind. And without athletics for much of the year, he says he wasn't motivated to keep his grades up.
I just didn't do anything. I just sat in my room all day, or I went out with my mom or something, and I didn't do any work. I didn't attend any classes, so I was falling behind.
But Ducharme says after getting bombarded with texts and phone calls from teachers, he finally asked for help and got back to work. He's now mostly caught up.
I'm very thankful to have them and having like them like reach out and say, like, we care about you. We really want you to do, like, succeed in life. We want you to be here.
Ducharme says now he doesn't want to miss class. And if he did, he knows that his teachers will hunt him down again. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. You can find more stories online at mainepublic.org. Maine Calling is tomorrow morning at 11. I'm Nora Flair.